It's Sunday morning and the clouds are clearing, and we're very happy here because we've already been just enjoying the wonderful presence of the Lord. And I think I probably will include that dream interpretation in this because it will speak to all of us. The Lord touched Brother Freedom and he was able to interpret a dream that God gave to one of our listeners. Father, you're so wonderful. Lord, help us to be better for you. We're not the greatest, but you're superior, beyond superior. We love you and we thank you. We thank you for anointing Brother Freedom and we thank you for touching our hearts today. This is a special moment and we just want to enjoy being with you, and we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. I wanted to tell you another dream I had about 2 years ago. It seemed as though the world was devastated by much bombs and famine.
The world was devastated with bombs and with famine. That's right. That's already taking place. And the bombs or the powers of darkness come forth to devastation to this land, to take the lives of those who will once know the Lord Jesus Christ, that they would be dead spiritually. Famine goes along with it. If famine, there's no more. They don't have no more word. They're just useless, hopeless.
And I lived in this cave in the side of a mountain. It has one long table where about 10 men, older gentlemen, sat at, and I was serving them bread.
That long cave is the hiding place. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And it says, she's in that place, but God's got a calling in her life. Also, the 10 gentlemen out there is speaking of those that's aged in the Lord. Nowadays, I think anybody 5 days, he can go, you've got to know God. So those 10 men represents 10 spiritual men, and maybe more than that. But this is spiritually what's taking place, and she needs to come to that place where she's praying for them. Intercessory. God will hear her prayers. She just has to live holy and righteously before the Lord, and God will perform miracles in her life. I think she'll be enthused this day because God's going to bless her. I'd like to meet her sometime. God bless her because I want her to pray for me. I don't like most people pray for me, but I desire her to pray for me.
One man got up and he went to the door and he said, I shall return when I find a man to give the gospel to. It was as if there were few men on the earth, and each man went out and would come back to be fed.
See, that's when you go out, just like we're talking about, when you go out in the world. The food that we've got, the spiritual food, it takes us waters. And we got to go back to the cave to get full again. We shouldn't have to be there because if everything is righteous, you get filled right there. But you got to come back in the presence of God to begin. God's not going to pour out His Spirit out here where there's chaos, where there's destruction, where the bombs are coming down from Satan. The church was doing this work. The church was walking in His victory, but they're not there. They're far from it. I believe that that's the answer to that.
This is Ephesians, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
Thank you very much.
Father, thank you for this wonderful word and these wonderful promises that we can live our life in you, Lord, and through you and by faith in you. Lord, help us to overflow today with your joy and with your mighty presence, and let this whole service be accomplished in you and by your mighty spirit, Lord, that is powerfully working in us. We pray for Brother Freedom, Lord, that your anointing would be upon him mightily in Jesus' name. And we pray that you would open up the way for this message to go out and touch the nations in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Our Father, we just praise you and we thank you for this special day. Lord, I thank you for the many blessings. I thank you for your great love. I thank you for your great care. I thank you for your provisions that you give us day by day. Oh Lord, your hand is outstretched to us always. Your ear is open to our cries, and you're there by our side constantly. And greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Father, I thank you for that infilling of your mighty Holy Ghost in my heart this day. I thank you for what you've done. And I thank you for the pleasure to live for you. Oh, the righteousness of God is so, you're so special. And Lord, I can truthfully say that I hate evil. And I love you love your mercy. I love what you have. And I praise you this day. And I thank you that you're real. And I thank you you're forever faithful. And I thank you for what you've done on the cross when Jesus died there, that we might all live forever with you forever. I thank you for that day. I thank you for that time when we'll stand before you and you'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servants. Enter into that rest. Thank you, Lord. And I bless these people this day in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. I truly believe that we're living in a day of uncertainties. But one thing, God is certain. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Everything that we're on, I can shift, shake, and stand. But God's solid. He stays the same. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm thankful for the sacrifice that God made of giving his only Son. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Jesus died upon that cross. He lived here some 33 years. He lived a sinless life without sin. Yet he took yours and my sins, the sins of the whole world, was put on that cross. At that time, and his death took place, it brought forgiveness to all the whole world. For all that would call upon God, as far off as the Lord would call, there was enough of that sacrifice there for all. And sacrifice is still there. That sacrifice remains forever. Why we don't get our healings, why we don't get our lot, because we don't have that sight that Jesus made this all possible. Jesus made everything possible for us. All things are available for those who believe. Those who receive it with gladness, God's going to bless you. It says, according to he has chosen him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, without blame, in love, blameless. People don't like to hear this, but we got, that's what the, without holiness, the Lord says, God says that no man shall see here, no man shall please him. And what is holiness? It means godly living. We say God's holy, and he, what he has is holy, because it's without spot. The enemy comes to this world, and principality of the enemy came to deceive the very elect, and he's doing that. We had a message that came this morning about this lady, and I think it'll be already on her, but the bombs that went off, yes, they went off. That's the bombs of Satan. He's come to kill, destroy. That's what bombs are. They destroy. They devastate. And that's what Satan's here to devastate mankind. And he does in the way, as a way that people don't even know it. The Bible says in that last days, he will deceive the very elect. That's almost impossible. But if I get away from God, it's going to happen to me too. You say, well, I have to keep my eyes on the Lord all the time. If I get deceived, it's a daily chore to stay in focus with God. I got to keep my eyes upon Him, not what I'm seeing. It doesn't make any difference what I see, because the things that I see, I can pray for them to be changed. And that's the mission of the church, that you've got enough power in the Lord that you can change what you see for God. You can walk in victory. You don't have to walk in doubt and the mullygrubs all the time. You don't have to walk in deceit. You don't have to walk in fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. He says, go ye therefore in all the world, preach the gospel, and I'll bless you. God didn't just give you empty words. No, those words are powerful. What God gives you is powerful. I remember when I first started out, that how I'd pray in the Spirit, and I'd see great things, and the Lord saying, that night, I want you to go to the hospital. There'd be someone that needs, and I'd go in there and I'd pray for them. They'd say, well, you can't say a word when you go in. And I'd say, okay, I won't say nothing. In my spirit, I was praying, bring this person back, because God sent me in. I never did nothing unless He sent me. But when He was there, I knew I had confidence. And God's saying, you people, come, I'm with you. Seek me and you shall surely find me. And in a day or so, they'd be gone. And I'd think, well, where are they going? They dead? No. No, they was healed. I've seen the dead. God raised the dead. My brother was dying. They said there's no hope for him. So I told my dad was a sort of a, he believed, but he was an unbeliever of the power of God. I told him, I said, why can't I just go in and see him? He said, well, I don't see what you do in brawl. He said, he probably wants you to pray in there. And I said, well, I don't have to have my mouth open. I'm not going to say I won't go pray, but I won't make any disturbance. I'll guarantee you I will not. Well, I guess, so I went to the nurse and I says, could I see my brother? And she said, well, you shouldn't. But I said, I'm the oldest brother and I think I should be with him this time. I think it was reverse about, I would want him with me. If I was facing eternity, I'd be just happy, like to have him with me. Well, she said, okay, as long as you don't say nothing. So I started praying the Spirit. I prayed for 2 hours and 35 minutes. Heard a voice say, Brother Freedom. He didn't say Brother Freedom, he said my name. But anyway, that's who he was talking about. I'm okay. And I've seen other times that God is so intent by the Spirit. It takes the Spirit of God to do the will of God. By the will of God, there's so many people, oh, they can't do it. That's they're in control. That's why they don't want to use tongues, because they're out of control. So I'm nothing. But I need God to control me. And I can't work only through Him to help others. But I know God, He's always exactly perfect in what He pushes for. He spoke to me one morning. He says, I want you to pray that a girl is going to, she's going to be come to eternity unless you'll pray for her this morning. I said, this morning? Yes, between now and the time you go to work. But the Lord said He'll not put upon us any more than we can bear. And I knew it. I knew I had the confidence in the Lord. But when I seen her hit, I said, Lord, I was just going to turn off the highway. And I said, this hasn't happened yet. And the Lord says, look right now, it's going to happen. And I seen her hit this tree. And that pickup just floated, but she was just sitting there. So I went over to her and I said, I knew her name, so I told her, God really loves you. She said, I know it. She was a Christian. I said, would you like me to pray for you? And she said, yes, I would. So I said, well, my driver's seat, and I do a lot of praying on that seat, but I said, I know if you'll sit in that seat, and I'm going to pray for you, God's going to touch you right now. And blood was coming out of her, she was in shock, and blood was coming out of her nose, and she could have been hurt internally because she was bleeding. And I got her there, and at that time a state worker, which was a division of highways in those days, came up, and a highway patrolman came up the same time I was praying for her. And when I finished praying, they were standing there watching me. She said, I'm okay. She said, will you just pray again that my folks won't be upset? And I said, I knew she was all right then. And that highway patrolman told us, well, you've done your work. He said, we'll take care of it now. God even brought all pieces in together. Within a few minutes, many times I've seen the same thing happen. God is on time. What I've been certain that is, what we're talking about, God is available every second you live. We're all segments, 60 seconds, we're segments. There's 60 seconds, 60 of them go into a minute. And 60 minutes go into an hour. 24 hours go into a day. 365 days go to a year. But each day is a segment that moves in place to be directed by the Spirit. Now, if you're out here in self, I don't care, you may not be doing anything wrong, but you're missing out on what God has for you. I learned it was easy to work through the Spirit, but I had a job that without me to work that way. My job was tailor-made for my what God had for me. Generally, I was always by myself, nobody there, no distractions. God would really come down and let me know ahead of time what was wrong with me. A lot of times, I didn't even have to do nothing, because he'd tell me what it was before. He'd do all the shortcuts. I didn't even have to tear something down to find out what the problem was. He'd tell me what the problem was, and it was a problem. He told me, if you can have faith in me, you'll do great things. And I got to where I was, even my dispatching, was dispatched by the phone. The Lord says, I'll beat that phone, you just follow me and you'll do right. So I started going that way, and I never made one bad move that way. The other time, the phone, I was never where I should be at the right time. God proved himself to me at that time. Now, I failed God. I want you to know I have failed him. But he is the answer, and failing is seeking him, asking forgiveness, that he might live in my heart forever. But that living in your heart is right now. Now is the day. Now is the time that we must be the vessel of praise. If you're not praising God now, you're going to be afraid when you get in heaven. I believe that we have to live, have heaven in us now to go to heaven and live. That's God's desire, and he may let a few people get in there, but they're coming in from the back door. And I believe there's going to be a lot that come in from the back door. But those that come in that heavenly life, that faith that comes through the power of God, be inspired for the look that God is real. His faithfulness endured to all generations, according as he had chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame before him in love. That love is something that we have to constantly work on. Love is something I have to, if someone liked me, I still have to love them. There's a man there in the gym that just don't like me. But I just call us, I love this, I said, God bless you. And since I said, God bless you, I figured he'd probably eat I think he's a little softer. I think I did something. I think God, that right time, it's like I was working in the shop, and had this woman to come in, and she was so wicked. The word she used, I mean, it's terrible. They're wicked. So about 3 days, I said, Lord, what should I do about this? Lord said, just wait. Just do like you're doing. It's going to happen. I said, what should I do? I'll give you a few words. Don't go any more than what I tell you. Do exactly like I said. Okay, I said exactly. All right. He says, just tell her to have a good day. No more. Don't you add nothing. Don't say nothing less. Don't tell her about the Bible. Don't say nothing. Just have a good day. So that morning, the Spirit of God says, go ahead right now. I said, have a good day. What'd you say? Have a good day. She wheels on. Comes the next day and same thing. I said, have a good day. About a couple days after that, she wheels around and comes back in. She says, you must be a man of God. And I said, I don't picture me as being that. God's your answer. Yes, I know him. I try to be a man of God. I'm trying, but you can have that too. She asked me, she says, would you pray for me? I said, I sure would. I'll do it on yours and my time. That'd be at noon or quitting time. She says, I'll come back at lunch. And when I prayed for her, her whole life changed. She said, if you would have come any other way but what you said, she says, I used to be a Christian. I just got away. No one loved me. When you said, have a good day, it just touched my heart. It just melted me. God knows what we don't know. I remember in jail, same way. I'd say something, and I'd say, oh, it touched me. It's the Spirit of God, the Spirit that works on us. When you get full of the Holy Ghost, it's the Spirit of God. I have a shield of God. I tell you, there's nothing like the Spirit of God. Nothing like that. Oh, I've never been drunk in my life, but I've been drunk in the Spirit. I'm a little drunk today. And God has graciously touched you in a mighty way. I learned that you can be a better driver. You can do things a lot better. When you're here, pray the Spirit. I prayed for at least 3 hours straight without stopping. I couldn't do it now. I don't have the strength. It takes strength to pray in the Spirit. But there's great rewards from doing it. It changes your heart. When God comes in by the Spirit of God, it changes you to be a new person in Him. It's real. I don't care what the skeptics say, but it is real. It is real. Anyone that can let you know everything that you... He says He knows all things. That's what He's for. You write out a parts list. I didn't even look at the engine. And the parts list is perfect. I've seen it happen time and time again. God is greater. You just trust Him. I was going down the highway maybe 40 years ago. The Lord says, go into Williams Ranch. They need you because that fuel pump they put on is not correctly timed. That's all He said. I didn't see them in years since I'm a little boy. I told them what I came for. If you had your fuel pump off your 13A. So I said, do you have that fuel pump oil? Yes, we just took it down to a certain place, to Cap Dealer. I said, well, let me double check it. I said, I don't want anything to be wrong with it. They said, well, it shouldn't be. It just come. I said, well, it won't cost you a penny. I said, I'll just check it for you. So I got a depth mic out, and I double checked the specs. And what they did, it would have broken that fuel pump, and it probably messed up. The engine might have taken off and did something too. It was wrong. I adjust them all. Nobody's in trouble. The company wasn't in trouble. Nobody's in trouble. And they were happy. The greatest thing, I got the most out of all. I didn't know that God could do that. That's one of the first, when we were early, one of the things that He did. Boy, what a God. God is forever faithful. Even in how long equipment will run. The Lord let me, He says, I'll let you see how I am by what you do. What we do is not so important as what we are in Him that counts. Because I was always told in my churches that God couldn't even use a mechanic because they're too dirty. But God was looking the heart. Out of abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh. And I had a customer, he says, if I buy this 9, how long is it going to run? I said, I don't know. I said, Lord, don't do those kind of things. And I said, why not? You're telling us how good He is. Why can't He do that? I said, I'll try to find out. The Lord says, yeah, why not? Yeah, I can do it. Why didn't you ask me? You have not because you ask not. I've learned even cooking. Lord, help you in that. I'm not a cook, but He helps you in these things that you don't know have the answer for. The answer was this D9 will run all of 1978, but it will not go into 1979. That was the answer. 78, it was this town we live in, out a few miles out. It was ripping to the New Year's Day. And the operator's name was Ben. He ran it up there to a gate. That was the last day of 1978. About the second or third of 79, low bed came there to pick it up. It wouldn't start. So they called me and I said, well, don't you remember what the Lord said? Oh, we just didn't think that God would be that. Well, I said, they said, that just got them because God brought it around to the day. We need the empowering power of God this day that we live in. We need to walk in His blessing, walk in His power, walking under His control, under His leadership, because without it, we're not going to make it. Now, I mean that because I love people, but I know the Prince of Power of the Air is working in all the children of disobedience, even they're saved. They once was in His power. He'll keep coming back till He tries to bombard you with bombs, with whatever it takes. That dream, He wants to take away what God's given you. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God has come that you might have life and more abundant life through Him. It's been purchased by Jesus at the cross. That through that purchasing that we can receive our healing, we can receive whatever we need in this life, that we'll walk in this life being moved upon by God. God wants to bless us in all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's the first word what you wrote. He wants to bless you, His people. He wants to bless His people. Look, the people get far away from God, and He brings judgment when His people get far from Him. I'm going to say this in closing. I believe that the United States, if we're not careful, you need to pray, because the Bible says judgment must begin at the house of God. If it first begins at us, what's the end of them that believe not? And if we get out here and live wickedly through the week, God's not happy with it. If we're living out here in self in the week, God's not happy with it. We got to seek ye first His kingdom, and that's just putting Him first in life. Many of us can't do this. But the Bible says we're going to come up lacking in that time. You say, have not I done many of these works? Have not we cast out devils? Have we done all these things? He says, ye workers of iniquity, I know you not. I believe a lot of people who have done these great miracles are going to miss at that day. I would love to be able to say, like a lot of the denominations, what's saved, always saved. We should be, yes, but it don't happen. We have to have that inspiration from God the Father, God the Son, daily to live righteously in and under Him. And that's more important than anything in this world. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Having that fulfillment of God's with me, it makes my heart, oh, for the love of God, the glory of my sheep. He brings power. He brings strength. I lived something this last 2 years and 3 years. I had a stroke, pretty bad one. The Lord wanted me to come down to where the stroke, where the people were. The Lord let me know that a lot of His people had gotten sick. God wanted His people so much, He wanted me to tell His people that He has a remedy for being sick. He'll make you well again. You'll have to work on it. You'll have to put your full. Now I have to work hardly every day. I can let the people know, I know exactly. You got to work out your salvation with fear and heavy tremblings that you might walk blessed of God. But if I could gain the whole world and lose my soul, what profit me? But a man gain this whole world and lose his soul. Our soul is something that's going to live on forever, eternity. It goes two different places, even to heaven or to hell. I don't like that feeling about hell. It's a bad place. It's for the fallen angels, for Lucifer, and those that rebelled against God. That's where it wasn't made for mankind. Jesus paid Him, gave His life that even all people could be saved, all over the world. He's coming back for a people that's looking for His coming. And I pray this day that all everybody will be ready. They'll be looking for that great day. That great day is coming soon, and we must be prepared for eternity. God bless you all. Pray that God will bless you if you have a need. God will bless you. If there's any out there hurting this day, I pray that God will heal your bodies. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you need to accept Him this day. You need to take Him in your heart. Say, Lord, I ask forgiveness. I want to know You, Father. I want to I invite You into my heart. For I want to ask forgiveness for all I've done. I want You to make me whole this day. Whatever the need is, if you have a problem, financial problem, God can help you. Whatever the need is, God can assist you in all these areas. God will provide for His people. God bless you mightily in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks for joining us this day.